The views and opinions expressed here on Wrestling Wind Down are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other agency, organization, employer, or company. What's up, guys? It's Lo, and you are tuned in to Wrestling Wind Down, a female-founded and hosted podcast dedicated to professional wrestling and our favorite adult beverage. We are back with another episode of Chardonnay and Chisme, your wrestling girl talk. I am joined, as always, by Iridian Fierro of the Rest Friends podcast, as well as Fightful, to chat about the latest in pro wrestling, including the newly crowned New Japan Pro Wrestling Women's Champion Willow Nightingale, her match between Mercedes Moné, as well as our thoughts on the presentation of Willow winning the title on AEW television. We'll also be chatting about the new report regarding WWE not wanting their talent to show their injuries, especially blood, on social media, and why we think the controversy behind a Britt Baker shirt may have led to this decision. And finally, we'll be chatting about the AEW video game that is set to be released at the end of June. Kenny Omega came on TV shirtless, showing all of his abs to tell us what the release date is. We're talking about that promo, as well as the slated roster for the video game, and if we plan to be gamer girls and actually purchase the game. So grab your favorite glass of bubbly. We're going in for the three count. This episode of Wrestling Wind Down is sponsored by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a ticket app that takes the confusion out of buying tickets. There are so many amazing wrestling shows coming up, and why not get the best bang for your buck? Wrestling Wind Down listeners get $20 off their first ticket purchase on SeatGeek by using our code WWDCAST. Again, that's WWDCAST. Now, let's dive into the newest episode of Wrestling Wind Down. Cheers! We are back with another episode of Chardonnay and Chisme. Viva Las Vegas! We are here both in Las Vegas. What an amazing treat. This is the first time she's on the West Coast.
Amazing.
Okay, we gotta stop with the twin magic. Iridian, You're on Fightful now.
I am.
You're on Fightful. You've graduated with your master's.
I am
amazing.
So shook, honestly. And I got I now have the opportunity to be on the post show for AEW Collision,
which has been announced.
Yes.
First show is in Chicago.
Which, a little sad that I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be at home prepping my notes, getting ready for the post show. So the fact that Fightful trusted me with co-hosting, I am very excited, very grateful, very ready for this opportunity. So I'm just excited to get started. And who knows? I don't even know what's going to happen from here.
I'm excited. I'm your number one fan. I lead the fan club. I feel like I lead everyone's fan club.
Thank you. I
appreciate
you.
Jake something.
You. We're actually the presidents of that fan club.
We are. If you'd like a welcome box, an introductory box, please let us know. Okay, we have a lot to cover. Mm-hmm. So Willow versus Mercedes at New Japan Pro Wrestling. The first New Japan Pro Wrestling Women's Champion was crowned. Mm-hmm. And beautiful title. Lavender, just amazing. When I saw that title, it reminded me of Willow, right?
That's her favorite color.
It is.
She told us.
She did. Mm. And I was like, damn, that belt would look so good on Willow. Yeah. But at the same time, in my head, I'm like, they're going to put it on Mercedes. There's no way that this woman who has had this storied career in the WWE left and is now in New Japan Pro Wrestling is just going to lose to Willow Nightingale. And that's not saying anything against Willow, because I'm a huge Willow fan, but I just didn't see it happening. During the match, Mercedes got injured. They were on the top rope. She fell. And they're saying it's an ankle injury. They don't know if it's broken or not. But Willow ended up winning the match.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment. It's history being made, right? Yeah. But at the same time, this is the first time there was two black women in a New Japan Pro Wrestling match, a main event, to crown that champion. The first champion, right? And it's just so amazing to see Willow's growth. We've seen her before live. Mm-hmm. But she's just so captivating. And the fact that they've, you know, given her this title. And Tony Khan was on the Double or Nothing call. And he said he handpicked her to go to Long Beach to compete against Mercedes.
Yeah.
Also what Tony said, which I shed one gangster tear approximately. He said that no one knows the conversations he's had with Mercedes Moné. Mm. He kind of made it seem like she would have been at Forbidden Door if she wasn't injured. I'm like, you gotta be
kidding me. Mm-hmm. Everyone has been waiting for this, right? They've been waiting to see if Mercedes is going to dip her toes in the AEW water. Yeah. Now we got to wait a little bit longer, which is fine. I'd rather she be at 100 yeah. and come back and absolutely just kill it, yeah. right? But one gripe that I have, and I saw it online after Wednesday, Willow was crowned the first New Japan Pro Wrestling Women's Champion. You give her a 1 minute promo recorded, mm-hmm. a video montage. Why?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I mean, you don't work there. You don't know.
I don't know. Let me call. I don't know what happens backstage, Tony. But, you know, we don't know also what was happening, you know, backstage time wise. And, you know, New Japan is not part of AEW.
I know. But again, to think that Tony handpicked her to go mm-hmm. into this tournament, this four person mm-hmm. tournament. The least that they could have done is had her come to the ring with the title mm-hmm. and say exactly what she said in that video montage mm-hmm. to the live crowd. Yeah. It would have meant more. And Willow has made such an impact in this division already. And like she said in her promo, she's going to keep making an impact.
Yeah.
I just feel like she should have been given that time, yeah. right? Them beating each other up just so we know who's in the battle royal. Mm-hmm. Mind you, it's two different shows, but still.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Willow have her moment.
Agree with you. But we don't know.
I know.
The backstage of it, you know. The Ring of Honor titles, they are shown on AEW, but, you know, most of that stays in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So you don't get Claudio coming out talking about Ring of Honor and his championship.
Yeah, but
come out with the title.
But we just saw the Ring of Honor tag titles. But he's also competing. We just saw the Ring of Honor tag titles. So if Willow
starts competing, I feel like it's also a thing with New Japan. We don't know. You know, we know that New Japan works completely different than AEW. Their partnership, even for Forbidden Door, was a little.
That's true.
Know, so we don't know. But what we do know is that we love Willow. Yes. And a big congratulations to her. She really deserves it. Just a fantastic person, fantastic talent, just yes. so captivating. And I can't wait to see what she does with this championship. I hope she has a really good run.
Let's talk about this AEW video game that has been long awaited for. I guess Tony was like, hey, Kenny, you're going to need to announce this because we have these people waiting. They're tweeting me every damn day asking me when this game is coming out. Yeah. You need to hop in front of the camera shirtless with all your abs out and let the people know when the video game is coming out.
Mr. Kenneth Omega cutting this promo without a shirt. First of all, I was watching this. I was like, why does Kenny not have a shirt on?
It's summertime.
It was not making sense. But it wasn't, and you only saw his top half, so you couldn't even tell if he was in gear or not. It would have made sense, at least a full body one, for him to tell you, hey, here's the video game, we're ready to go. They had this man half naked on TV, not even wrestling, not even in his wrestling gear. Who knows, he could have been in just regular gym shorts, talking about the video game, which I am excited for.
Me too.
So I am going to order it, and Kenny has really led the whole video game division. Mm-hmm. So I bet you he has to be so excited too that something that he's worked on is now a finished product and now he can announce it. And the release date is very, very soon.
Yeah,
so
it's the end of June. Yeah.
How exciting.
I have seen like a slated roster and I am intrigued.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of women in the game. And even the men, there aren't a lot of the male roster in the game. So I mean, this is their first video game. Obviously, over time, if they keep on investing in a video game product, they'll grow and they'll, you know, have more of their wrestlers within the video game itself. But I am interested to kind of know, like, how they decided who to put in the game because obviously you have a lot of the pillars in there, right? Yeah. You have the Bucks, you have Kenny, you have Hangman, you have these people that have been there from the beginning. Yeah. And then you also have people who just showed up that are
who
somehow
are
in the game.
Well, and see, that's the tricky thing is, like, it takes a long time to make a video game, to get everything right. And the fact that they keep adding people to the roster, that's got to be so difficult.
Right.
So to get the models made and to get their moves set, and, you know, you have to hire people to do all of this stuff. So you really have to pick and choose who is going into the game and who's going to be popular. And I hope that they would expand the roster. I feel like once they know who is more set there, because, you know, people have come and gone in AEW so far. So I don't know about that, but I'm very excited to see I wonder if they have like a career mode or like make your own superstar. Oh, I'm hoping.
Okay,
I'm hoping.
Gamer girl. Mm. Let's talk about this report that recently came out from Brian Alvarez in regards to WWE. So it is reported that WWE has implemented a rule that bars its superstars from posting photos of their injuries on social media. So the rule applies especially to blood, as WWE doesn't want any bloodied pictures of their wrestlers whatsoever. Yeah. I'm laughing because it's interesting because I think of like Finn Balor after WrestleMania with his match with Edge and him posting that crazy photo.
Which was disgusting.
It was very disgusting.
Disgusting, Finn.
It was disgusting. I think he wanted to just show like, hey, this is why the match ended the way it did, you know? But it's interesting that this has come out because there's been a lot of backlash in AEW recently in regards to Britt Baker.
Yeah.
There was a shirt that was put out by AEW.
Not for me, though. Love you, Britt.
There was a shirt put out by AEW where Britt is shown with a black eye. Mm-hmm. And this was after the attack in the ring by the Outcast as well as Chris Jericho. I believe Danny Garcia was there, too. But they put the image on the shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a black
shirt.
The
women put it on a shirt.
Yes, the Outcast put it on the shirt. It's a black shirt. It's a black and white photo of Britt that she shared on social media right after, and they put it on the shop.
Which happens all the time. Yes. You know, wrestlers get injured all the time, and they will post their injuries. It happens all the time. Nothing new.
So what the issue was, which I didn't see the backlash until a couple days after, was people thought that them showcasing a woman with a black eye depicted domestic violence. And a lot of the internet was very upset, pissed off. Britt defended herself, etc. Chris Jericho wore the shirt the day after. But I'm almost wondering if that's why WWE is enforcing this rule, because they don't want an incident like the Britt Baker incident. I don't necessarily have any thoughts on the shirt. I wouldn't buy it if I was on the shop. I'm not as huge of a fan as Britt Baker as you are. I think she's a beautiful woman. I love her makeup. She has amazing style, but she's not like my top AEW women's wrestler.
Yeah.
Right? So I wouldn't go on there seeking a shirt like this.
But see, I feel like those are two separate things. You know, when people show their bruises, when people show like their backs after kendo stick beating, I think that them having an issue with blood is a completely different situation, because AEW has bloody superstars all the time on t-shirts. You know, when CM Punk and MJF had that
dog
feud,
collar match,
insane. And then do you remember, I think the t-shirt that they were selling was the meet and greet that MJF, when he was little, met CM Punk, and then MJF put the bloody hand on the image. That was selling. Eddie Kingston coming out with the gas.
I remember that. That was last year.
That was selling. Hot commodity. Hot commodity. And AEW always does well when they sell shirts that have blood on them.
Right.
So I think that WWE has just been a company that has been reserved in that aspect, because even when Nia Jax broke Becky Lynch's nose, if you go back and you try to watch that, as soon as Becky starts bleeding, the video goes black and white. So you can't even, I mean, I'm sure you can find it, but it's very hard for you to go and see a bloody Becky. So that, I think that's maybe where the issue came in. And also that ladder match.
Yeah, but you also have to think about, too, like, WWE is a PG product, right? So they wouldn't necessarily have Becky Lynch bleeding. And like you were about to say with Finn, they cut the footage.
Insane.
So you couldn't even see that what was happening, that he was bleeding. And I was trying to figure out what's going on, you know? And you also have to think about Peacock. We don't know the different technicalities that Peacock has within their WWE contract. We've seen blood in WWE before, but WWE wasn't a PG product then. I've seen John Cena bloody more times than
not. Stone Cold. Like
Mankind, Mick Foley. We've seen these superstars.
We've seen crazy things.
But, you know, moving into this PG era, it hasn't been like that. So I'm almost wondering, you know, these different streaming contracts they have as well as their TV rating, maybe that's why there isn't as much blood. But at the same time, too, I'm sure they do watch the optics of like this Britt Baker shirt, and they probably said, nope, we don't want our superstars putting their business on there in terms of injuries and blood. But obviously we'll never know, right? Yeah. And this is just a report. Yeah. We could blink tomorrow, somebody could, yep.
Yeah. And it could also be like a quality control type of thing, because, you know, Britt was the one to post that picture. And because she posted that picture, then Saraya and all of them were able to make a t-shirt out of it. Right. So maybe if they're scared that if the image is out there, the fans will show up with that image. And they don't want anything besides WWE shop merch in their stands, as they should, right? Make their money.
Make that money, don't let it make you.
Preach.
Thank you, Iridian, so much for joining me on another episode of Wrestling Wind Down. Where can the people find you on social media? Where can they find that post show for AEW Collision? Tell us everything. Spill it.
I'm so excited. So I will be adding the link to the post show, which you'll be able to find on Fightful's YouTube channel. That will be on my social media at @Iridian_Fiero. On Instagram and on Twitter, and also Rest Friends. I will be posting and keeping you guys updated on everything that's happening. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Rest Friends.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wrestling Wind Down. You can find all of our other episodes available wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. We are on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST. We also have our official merch store, which you can find at shop.wrestlingwinddownlv.com. Let us know what you thought about this episode. What was your favorite part? Until next time, enjoy your wine, and of course, enjoy your wrestling. Cheers!